It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Staten Island's North Shore has been seeing waves of development for years. Hotels, shopping malls, condos, and one project known as the Crown Jewel, the New York Wheel. Back in 2012, Mayor Michael Bloomberg said it would exceed the height of the London Eye and draw thousands of tourists to the island.
It'll have capacity to hold more than 1,000 passengers at a time. Think about that. This is not small, guys. This is a very big wheel.
But 5 years later, there is no indication that the nearly $600 million project will be finished anytime soon. With us to discuss how the wheel got off track is Tracy Popora, a reporter with the Staten Island Advance. Thanks so much for being with us, Tracy.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So let's start with the most recent news. Work on the wheel ground to a halt last week. Why is that?
First, the developer walked off the job, and they threatened to terminate their contract. In turn, the New York Wheel filed a lawsuit in federal court on May 30th. At that point, the judge gave them a 30-day mediation period, and at the end of that period, the New York Wheel felt that the mediation was unsuccessful and decided to terminate the agreement with the contractor. So that leaves the New York Wheel in a state where part of the project has been completed, a large portion hasn't, and now they need to find a new contractor.
This isn't the first time that construction has been seriously delayed. As I said earlier, Mayor Bloomberg projected a 2015 grand opening. Why is this taking so long?
There's been many disputes along the way. The wheel was actually first scheduled to be built in October of 2016. That's when we were supposed to take the first spin on the wheel. Then it was soon after there was a funding dispute, it was delayed till early 2017. A couple more delays occurred when pieces didn't arrive on time, such as the legs. There were delays in the parking garage being built. And those seem to me more like delays you find on other construction sites. Not everything goes according to plan sometimes. But this delay with firing the contractor is pretty significant.
Who's invested in this? How much money has the city put in or New York State put in?
This is mostly private investors. Part of the money comes from a federal green card program known as EB-5. That's to the tune of about $150 million. And there is another $195 million coming from Hybrid Strategies, which is a J.P. Morgan Chase hedge fund. And then it's just a conglomeration of other investors in the project.
Now, we are talking about the big wheel, but there are some other projects wrapped up in North Shore development. What are they and where do they stand?
Well, Empire Outlets has been billed as the companion project to the New York Wheel. That's going to be New York City's first outlet mall, and it's going to have 100 designer shops. They're about 70% leased. We also have another project right near the ferry that's called Lighthouse Point. That's going to be 116 luxury rental units. And the last project is called Irby. It's a 900 rental unit complex, of which 520 units have already been built. They have an on-site urban farm. They have retail, restaurants, a pool. So it's something new for that area, and it's really attracting young professionals right now.
But how are longtime residents responding to all of these changes?
There's been some mixed reaction from the borough. People do want to see the waterfront built up, but what is happening in turn is real estate values and rental prices in this area of the North Shore are going up. It's still time will tell. It's not there yet. It's just starting.
Is there a chance, Tracy, that this wheel may never open?
That's the question. When I spoke with the New York Wheel people after they fired their contractor, they said that this would probably cost more. They're going to need more funding. They mentioned, this would be a hardship on their part. They wouldn't even speculate on a time frame at this point.
If the wheel ever opens, do you think anyone will care that it was delayed or so over budget? Or will it just be so much fun, so cool, that all this will be forgotten?
I think it might be so much fun and so cool that it'll be forgotten. Where the wheel is situated is you're going to get a magnificent view of the Manhattan skyline. If it does come to fruition, it should be a really great tourist attraction.
I've been speaking with Tracy Popora, a reporter with the Staten Island Advance. Tracy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Thanks for having me.